Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
That's Mr. Clapton bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Olala Njinga. Olala.com, is that right?
Yes, Olala.com or YellowwoodGroup.com. Olala, O-L-A-L-A-H.com.
Yep, there you go. So check that out, or YellowwoodGroup.com.
Yep.
All right.
All roads lead home.
And the book is available wherever books are sold. And so
wherever books are sold.
Congratulations.
I'm working on volume 2, 37
good.
More.
More.
What are they thinking?
All right, so you'll have to have both of them, folks. That's bookends there. So, all right,
there you go.
we're talking about the bad business deals that you shouldn't be doing. You got some other tips for us?
Oh, so we talked about the yellow pages, and we talked about the letters, and then we talked about the microloans, and there's a couple of others that I think that small business owners should be on the alert for. And one of them has to do with finding talent. There's a lot of companies that send information to you about, hey, we can make your job so much easier. If you just send us $99, we can put you in our list, and you'll have access to thousands of people who can do web design or logo. Mm-hmm. Or you know, all you have to do is just subscribe to this service, and you can have all this available to you. And that appeals to that sense of, well,
do we know that that's a scam, or is that somebody who's got some kind of a network? Even though it may not be great, it's
right.
The $99 is not exactly going to kill anybody. Is it,
right.
Do we know that's a true scam, or is it just maybe just not a good value? What do we see? That's what we have to realize. We have to know what the difference is. For example, there's also one out there where you've been nominated to be recognized as one of the great leaders of our time, or something like that. You know, one of those
Vanity Awards.
Yeah, the Vanity Awards, right?
Right.
So you send them $150. They're going to send you a certificate. They're going to
right.
send you a book with your name in it, and they're going to send you a medal.
Yes, and
I
got one of those, and it's hysterical.
Right.
I got one of those emails, which is funny because I've received many awards over the years, and
yeah.
I've been fortunate enough to be a judge on many awards. And as soon as I saw it, my spidey sense went off.
But see, here's the thing. They're going to charge you $150 to do that.
Right.
They're going to send you some stuff that maybe cost them $29.
Right.
It was a good business deal for them. You got what they told you they were going to get. You were going to get. It's just not a good deal. And nobody cares if you're in this Who's Who book, because you're the only one who gets that book.
And that's why I call it scams and hustles, because
yeah.
that is actually more of a hustle than it is
yeah.
a scam.
Yeah.
You know, is it a good use of your money? Probably not. Is it an award you've heard of before? If you've never heard of that award, it doesn't cost you anything to check it out.
But it is, it does tweak our ego a little bit when it says you've been recognized as one of the best for the who's who of the great human beings of all time, or whatever it says, you know.
Or whatever it is. And you know
yeah.
what, can I just tell you that, because you know I have this running joke that I haven't had an ego in 23 years. You know, my grown children have beat my ego out of
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah, they'll just rip it. They'll rip it right out and stomp on it, won't they?
Rip it right out. But, you know, you have to safeguard yourself as a small business owner. Does it make sense that you've won this? Does this look like a business deal, or does this look like an, quote, opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's really an opportunity, what does that mean? Because some of them are really just hustles, and you can fall for the hustle, and you will get what you're promised to get, like the talent thing.
Mm-hmm.
You may actually get access to 1,000 people, you know, that are in your
right.
area that'll do what you want to do. But is that a good business decision
mm-hmm.
for you? So, it's, you know, it's really about being on your P's and Q's and understanding that you're there to run a business. As long as you have money, people will try to take it. I mean, that's the number one thing
mm-hmm.
in business. As long as you have money to spend on something, there will always be someone happy and ready to take your money to, quote, help you grow your business.
And boy, I see all of them. I mean, when you've got an email that's been around for since the 90s,
I know.
You get on a lot of lists over the years.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And so even with all the spam filters and everything. So you got it. So the key is folks, you know what the surely you, by now you know what the true scams are.
Right.
But the hustles, those are the ones you got to really make a decision about. And the microloan thing, that's the ugliest one, isn't it? In my opinion.
It is. And it's the most damaging.
It really
Absolutely.
Hurts small business owners where they're the most vulnerable. Hey, Olala, thank you for being
Definitely.
Here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Come back
later.
Real soon. Olala Njinga.
I will.
Olala, OLALAH.com is her website. Also, yellowwoodgroup.com. Check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.